Hi guys, welcome to my podcast. This is Jabin LaRoche. First of all, I am introducing myself. I am a physicist, especially a theoretical physicist. I am decided to post some interesting things in physics. Contents like interesting things about universe, quantum mechanics and classical physics. So guys, please support and subscribe my channel. I hope this will be very helpful to you to understand about the physics. So I'm happy to make this podcast in future also about many interesting things in physics. So thank you guys. See you in next podcast. Hi guys, welcome to this podcast. We know here about the Big Bang, boom, Big Bang Theory. I'm not talking about the American television series. I'm talking about Big Bang Theory. It's a theory, a cosmological model. And, you know, when you see the night sky, you see stars and you use telescope, simple telescope, and look the planets like Venus and Saturn, rings of Saturn and some even nebula or these things, and you take the pictures, you know, and when you see the nebula and all this, these clouds, all these things, and the astronomy pictures, these pictures is not the exact present pictures, and because the light from those astrophysical objects it travels millions of light years, you know, and it reaches you. So the light travels so much distance and reaches your telescope and your eye, and so the pictures you're seeing is the past, you know, it's like a time travel picture. You can say like that. And so that's the thing, you are looking back in time. That's the exact way I can say about that. And the CMB, microwave background, cosmic microwave background, and this is another thing, you know, the early universe was much more hot, and when it expanded, heat left behind, and the glow in the microwave background, which fills the entire universe. And this is the thing, and it's one of the prediction of the Big Bang Theory as well. And you can see as the Hubble constant expansion of the universe and the redshift of the universe. And you know, it's the same example when the redshift is the of distant galaxies that in the universe is probably expanding. And if we then go back further in enough time, everything must be being squashed together into tiny dot. The rapid eruption from this tiny dot was a Big Bang, and this is one thing. And even as well in the microwave background, cosmic microwave background image, CMB, the whole universe was very hot as it expands. This heat left behind and glow that fills the entire universe. The Big Bang Theory not only predicts that it glows should exist, but it should as be visible in the microwaves as well. And then also another thing is about looking back in time, the pictures you are seeing in the telescope about the astrophysical objects such as the nebula and all these things, you know, and taking the pictures of the stars and all these things. It's the picture that of the looking back in time, because the light travels so much millions of light years and reaching to your eye or telescope watch who are using the instrument for all these things. So the Big Bang is one of the cosmological model. This is the and the alternative model is as well as the steady state theorem and steady state theory, which it's not, but the Hubble is much more having so much proof, you know. And steady state theory doesn't it denies that light that we're looking back in time, steady state, because it doesn't with respect to the time. But the Big Bang with respect to the time, you know, you see the astrophysical objects and taking pictures, all these objects and nebula, all these things, which is millions of light years before, because the picture, the light travels millions of light years and reaching to you. This is one thing. And Big Bang was the term coined by the English astronomer Fred Hoyle. And this is the thing. And just at the time, it was just 1949. He just speak about this in the BBC radio broadcast. That's the thing. At that time, it's just a hypothesis. But now we have much more evidence, you know, much more evidence like CMB and Hubble constant and redshift of the galaxies and mixture of the elements, all these things. And so the Big Bang, boom, 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 is much more have observational evidence, you know, the galaxy formation and evolution and Big Bang nucleosynthesis, all now the current trend physics research problems now currently in astrophysics and cosmology. And it will also have about the answer for the CP problem as well, and as well as the cosmic microwave background, and primordial glass clouds, galactic evolution, and much more observations that leads to the gravitational waves as well, to detect the primordial gravitational waves, and to solve much more problems in physics, the baryon symmetry and dark energy and dark matter, and the Hadron problem, and monopoles, and pre-Big Bang cosmologies, and the fate of the universe, Friedman equations using all these things, and this is the Eureka you see as well, and inflation of the universe, the universal inflation, and there is an, you know, but don't ask me about the bubble universe. This is another thing. And don't ask me about the multiverse, and just be speaking about the common, the main basics of the Big Bangs, Big Bang theory, and still a question how Big Bang comes from, how Big Bang does come from, because people still think how Big Bang, the whole sound boom, kaboom, it's like, who put the bomb there in the pre-Big Bang? It's just a creator, and the atheist says, you know, does it creates itself from nothing, and say the thermodynamics law and all these things, and maybe makes sense, right? But I don't know how it makes sense, but it may make sense when you believe in the creator as well.